Hi, Scott Walker here. We joined yet another business this week in celebrating their plans to relocate operations to Wisconsin. Colbert Packaging Corporation announced that they will move their flexographic packaging operation and all related warehousing services from northern Illinois to Kenosha. This is not the first time a business chose to relocate, expand, or establish operations in Kenosha. Companies like Amazon, Uline, Meijer are just a few recent examples. Since 2013, major economic development projects have accounted for more than 6,000 new jobs and nearly $1 billion in capital investments in Kenosha County alone. It's our pleasure to welcome Colbert Packaging Corporation to Wisconsin as well. When a business decides where they should expand or establish new operations, we know they have an important choice to make, and the reforms we put in place are helping to make Wisconsin a top choice. This week, we received more welcome news on that job front. Wisconsin's unemployment rate dropped yet again to 4.1%, and it remains significantly lower than the national rate of 5%. Wisconsin is one of only 10 states in the nation with an average annual unemployment rate that was lower in 2015 than it was in 2007. And more people are working today than at any point in our state's history. In addition, more people are staying employed. Initial unemployment insurance, or UI claims, are also the lowest that they've been since 1989. This is on top of the fact that in August, we announced employers covered under the UI program will experience around $38 million reduction in their taxes for unemployment, on top of the $97 million reduction they saw for the previous tax year. Altogether, that means employers will see an estimated reduction of $135 million over the 2 years in taxes, which gives them the freedom to focus on retaining current employees as well as attracting new ones. Looking at the decision by Colbert Packaging and other businesses to move to Wisconsin, we see the trend is clear. Businesses recognize that reforms we've enacted to create a positive business climate and strengthen our workforce are indeed working. Our work, though, isn't done. Looking ahead, we've continued to put Wisconsin first by improving state government services, providing greater tax relief, transitioning people from government dependence to true independence, and investing in our workforce. And we won't stop until everyone in Wisconsin, once a job is able to find a job, and Wisconsin is considered the best state in the nation to live, work, and raise a family.